Chapter 11. The Black Knight. As Robin ran, he blew his horn. Merry men ran up and fired arrows at the sheriff and his men. Robin and Little John fought with their swords. They fought hard, but soon three merry men were dead, and Robin was face to face with the sheriff. The sheriff raised his sword. "Stop! Let that man go free!" cried a voice. The sheriff turned in his saddle. Behind him, Robin saw an enormous black horse. It stamped its feet and snorted like a fierce dragon. On its back sat a tall knight. He was dressed from head to foot in black armor. He wore a black cloak, and he had an enormous black sword and a black helmet.
"I am the Sheriff of Nottingham, and this man is my prisoner," cried the sheriff. "Who are you?"
"You can call me the Black Knight, and do as I say, or you will be sorry." Something in the Black Knight's voice made the sheriff turn his horse and ride away. His men followed him. Robin and his merry men were safe. "How can I thank you, sir?" said Robin. "Will you come back to my camp and eat dinner with us?"
"I will, Robin," replied the knight.
"You know my name, but I don't know yours. Will you tell it to me?" The man took off his black helmet.
"I'm sorry, Robin. As you can see, I am King Richard of England."
Back at the camp, the king said,
"You are a good man, Robin. It is safe for you to go back to Locksley Hall now. Sir Guy is dead, and it is my wish that you have your home back. I must go back to war."
The king had rescued Robin. But now that the king was away at war again, Robin knew that the sheriff would not leave him alone for long. He kept watch night and day at Locksley Hall with the help of Little John. One night, as they sat at dinner, Marian said,
"This is good meat, Robin. We're lucky. The king said you can hunt as many deer as you like."
"Yes," said Robin, "but we are unlucky too. The sheriff still wants to kill me. And I have another enemy who is even more powerful, Prince John."
"That's true," said Marian sadly. "The king pardoned Prince John, but I have heard that he is making trouble again."
"He is," said Robin. "Prince John says that the king is dead, and that he will rule England himself. And he says that now Sir Guy is dead, he will marry you, when he has killed me."
That night, as he lay in bed, Robin heard a scraping sound on the wall of Locksley Hall. He went to find Little John. Together, they climbed onto the roof and looked down.
"It's the sheriff," whispered Robin. "He's climbing up a rope to the window of my bedroom."
Little John was angry.
"He wants to attack you while you are asleep in bed."
"Shh," said Robin. "He must not hear us. I will let him climb just a little higher."
The sheriff's boots scraped the wall again as he reached for the window. Robin took his sword and cut through the rope. With a terrible cry, the sheriff fell to the ground and lay still. "Marian!" called Robin. He ran back to the bedroom.
"The sheriff is dead! I have killed him!
But our troubles are not over yet. Prince John will soon find out what I have done. He will kill me, and then he will come for you. We must leave Locksley Hall tonight. Go to your sister's house and wait for me there."